Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. TalktainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Dr. Bass Clark Smith. This is Stairway to Heaven. This is the way radio should be heard. The way this music sounds, I feel like dancing. Get your dancing shoes on. We're going to rock the house.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Bass Clark Smith. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. And my guest tonight is Professor Lawrence Taylor. And our topic tonight, Reps Ready. And first, we're going to open up with the Florence Challenge. And I'm still holding on. This song is dedicated to the people at Summers Trace Nursing Home.
Especially one.
And our topic is Rapture Ready. Welcome to the show, Sister Dolores. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Okay. So this is a friend. Her son's a real, well, her son and I are like good friends, but he's like a brother. His name is Ronnie Taylor, a great drummer. So I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to let her tell her a little bit about herself, and she can go on with her lessons on you.
Okay. I belong to Old Tabernacle Ministries, and that is at 2234 Mock Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43219. And I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about being rapture ready. We've been taught all the way through the Bible about Christ is coming back again. Mm-hmm. And the enemy tries to make us believe that we have all the time in the world. The enemy wants us to think that we got plenty of time to get ready later on. Live like we want to, talk like we want to. Anything goes in the world today. But we have to be ready for when Christ returns, simply because he says in his word, we know not the day, the time or the hour. And he began to say in John 14, 1 through 3, and I'm reading from the King James Version, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Letting us know that if we continue in him, there's a special place for us. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So we have something to look forward to, that where Christ is, we shall be also. And then he drops down in 2 Thessalonians and let us know, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And I'm looking forward to that. And any child of God should be looking forward to it also. He says in Mark, but if that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels, because had neither the Son, but do the Father. Take heed and watch and pray that ye know not when that time is. So we not only have to watch, we have to pray. We have to be prepared for that day, simply because we do not know when it is. So if we knew when Christ was coming, we'd all be out doing any old kind of thing, any old kind of way, because we know that just before he comes, we can repent and get ready. But the thing is, see, the rapture could be any day now. Anytime the Lord gets ready, he can return. And you know, there are just many different occasions where the enemy wants us to think that it's long ways off. They've been saying he's coming for years. They've been saying that he's on his way for years and years. But I don't care how long it takes. We need to be ready now, because it may not be our time for the main rapture, but who knows when it's our time to leave? Because simply when it's our time to go, hey, we got to leave here. So we want to be ready for that great rapture. But we want to be ready now and not later, simply because he is coming back. We don't know when. If we knew, we'd be ready. But, you know, he gave a parable in the Bible. A parable is a teaching example. And he told them that he's coming like a thief in the night. And he said that if we, like men, ye yourselves like men, if you wait for the Lord, and he wasn't talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. In this parable, he's talking about the owner, the master or whatever, if we knew he had taken a trip, and if they knew when he was coming back, they would wait to then to get the house ready and prepare for him. Because they didn't know when he was coming back, he tipped in upon them, and they weren't ready. So he got rid of them, removed them, and we don't want that to happen to us. When our Lord comes back, will he find us ready? Will he find us prepared? Will he find us waiting, watching for his return? Or will he find us asleep, drunk somewhere, lollygagging, having fun, partying? When he returns, what will he find? Thank you, Brother Lou.
Well, that was just, that's a good lesson and a good sermon, but really. And we'd like to hear some more of that when we come back right now. But you can continue on.
Okay.
Continue on.
I have another scripture in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, that says, "This know also, that in the last day perilous times shall come." He gave a lot of hints, I might call it myself in my words. He gave us a lot of hints and occasions and things to look for to know kind of when he might return. He said in the end there would be perilous times, and that perilous is dangerous, hazardous. Doesn't that sound like what we go through today?
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't it sound like the things that are happening in the world today?
Yeah, it is.
If it doesn't, let's see you walk down the middle of High Street, 2 a.m. Walk down Mount Vernon Avenue, 3 a.m. Walk down a couple more of these on the west side at 2 and 3 a.m. and see if it's not a perilous time. For men, this is in verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. We have that going on. Covetous. That means there's a strong desire for other folks' possessions. Don't you see that now? If you don't leave your cars unlocked out on one of these parking lots and see what goes on. We have those covetous persons. They see things in your car. They want it. What do? Break in it and take it. Or boasters. That's also in the scripture. Don't we have those boasters now? Proud. Blasphemers. Number 3, without natural affections. We won't have to go into that, Brother Luke.
Yeah.
Without natural affections. Mm-hmm. Truth breakers. False accusers.
Yes.
Incontinent. And a lot of times we think incontinent might be not able to control things, but that means uncontrolled habits, uncontrolled things that go on in our life. Fierce despisers of those that are good. So you see somebody who's trying to do their best. What do? Talk about them. Abuse them. Traitors is number 4. Haughty, high-minded, arrogant, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Okay, hold it right there. Until I get the music started. But let me ask you a question. Pleasure and love of themselves. What do you mean by that? Could you explain to me that? When it says love of themselves?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting over a virus. Lovers of themselves are people who love themselves so much, they don't have time to love others. They love their belongings and stuff so much, they can't donate to the needs of others.
Oh, okay. Okay, while we're doing that, waiting on the next song, I'm going to read this announcement. We'll get back to you because this is getting really in. Okay, Joy Night is Saturday, September 21st at the Refuge Baptist Church. It's the Mill Course presents during that, and there'll be a group from Dayton called, I can't think of the name of the group, but they'll be there, and they'll be there along with your own Keys of Harmony. And I'll
start. What would that look like?
Okay. Technical difficulty. Hold on for a second. Okay. That's a good song. Let me read this announcement off right quick. As I said before, Joy Night will be tomorrow. That's tomorrow night at 4 o'clock at Refuge Baptist Church, 400 North 20th Street. So it's a free will offering. And come and hear some good old singing. I can say the Keys of Harmony will be there. And so then the group from Dayton, I don't know the name of the group from Dayton, but they will be there. It's not the Travelers. The Travelers was here last week, but this is another group. Also, I Survive, I'll Tell With a Fist, and this is at Jordan Bible Way Church, Bible Church on 1825 Willen Avenue. So vendors are wanted, so come and hear the young ladies talk about cancer. They survived through cancer and everything. So that's something to hear. But that's it. Like tomorrow night is Joy Night with the Refuge Baptist Church Meal Course. Okay, Sister Taylor, take it from there.
I wanted to just continue in that same 2 Timothy, that fifth verse is a very important verse. It said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. That's letting us know that outward appearance, there's so many that have that outward appearance of being godly. If you talk to anybody, all the celebrities, everybody you talk to is born again. They talk it, but can they live it? We hear so much about, I've been born again, and I this and I that. But that's just a form of godliness. That's not the power of godliness. That takes the power of God living inside of us in order for us to be able to go home with him when he returns. We can't just look like a Christian. We can't just act like a Christian. We have to be a Christian. And a Christian means Christ-like. If we're not Christ-like, we're lost. If we don't have him dwelling within us, we're lost. We can look good. We can smell good. We can act good. But if we don't have the goodness of Christ down inside of our hearts, we may as well just quit trying, quit pretending, quit being a despiser, quit being a truth breaker and a liar, repent for all of our sins, meaning be godly sorry for each and everything that we've done that is not like Christ. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. There's so many who don't even know what the commandments of God is. They don't even care what it is. But you've got to have that love of Christ down inside in order to live like we should.
Quit your day job.
Okay. Since we're having technical difficulties, bear with us a minute, please. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. We'll get back. Well, thank you anyway. Glad that's over with. But let me make this. All right, this is the Alabama Girls singer. This is the Alabama Girls, If You Live Right. And they also got this, another song. I can say my guest is Evangelist Lois Taylor, and her topic is Rapture Baby. After this song, Rapture Ready, daggone. Can't talk right. Rapture Ready. And as I say, these are the Alabama girls saying, "Heaven belongs to you." Let's listen while we enjoy the song.
Oh,
Okay, that's the Alabama Girls. Helen Belongs to You. Excuse me. And as my guest is Evangelist Dolores Taylor, and she her subject is Rapture Ready. And I'm going to turn the mic right back over to her. Continue on, please.
Okay. I was speaking of having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. There are so many lost people in the world today who are under the impression that because you're born again, that you're okay. But I believe it takes a little bit more than that. Many times in the scriptures we read and we study and we think, oh, we got it going on. Mm-hmm. But going on doesn't get you to where you want to go, because he said you must be born again. He also said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love Christ, you'll keep his commandments. Back to you.
Okay, that's beautiful. Pretty soon we're going off YouTube pretty soon, but like I mean, this is a beautiful lesson, Linda. We got a lot more to go than that. I'm gonna have her back and everything, but I'm gonna let her finish out her sermon. And you folks on YouTube, let me say this to you: thanks for watching, and hope you can watch again. And I'm gonna say this: the mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. And it's my Bible smile. Give them yours. And thanks for watching. And as I said before, we love you and be blessed. For the Lord's with you. We'll be back next time on YouTube. And to my YouTube friends, I like to say this. Oh, about the gospel explosion. Let me say this. Yeah, it was a success. It was a very success. See you next time.
We're off TV.
This is Willie Banks. God is still in charge. The late.
When we do all we can, do what's right. We have to lay awake and cry all night long. But the Lord will help us win the fight.
Join us for Talktainment Radio hosts on Saturday, September the 28th at the New Faith Baptist Ministries Community Outreach Day from 11 to 6 p.m. at 965 Oak Street.
Yahoo!
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Tune in Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and listen to the classic episodes of The Chosen with Ron Mills. The Chosen is the highly acclaimed program that exposes hidden secrets and mysteries, the paranormal and supernatural. Hear the best of the weird and the strange on The Chosen with Ron Mills, Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss The Chosen with Ron Mills on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Listen, if you dare. Listen, if you dare.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of Talktainment Radio. .com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Hello, we're back. This is Dr. Bass Claus Smith, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. And my guest today is Evangelist Lois Taylor, and her subject is Rapture Ready. Now we can, let me do some shout-outs. I'm going to make this announcement. Like I said, tomorrow night is Refuge Baptist Church Mail Course Presents Joy Night, September 21st at 4 o'clock. It's a free will offering. The Keys of Harmony will be there. I think a group from Dayton, Ohio will be there. We're not talking about the Mighty Gospel Travelers. Another group from Dayton will be there. So the program starts at 4 o'clock. Also, I'd like to say that in October the 5th at 6 p.m., Women's Conference, 2019 Women's Conference called I Survive, October the 5th,
5th at 6 p.m. So it's at Jordan Bible Church at 1825 Wilbert Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. They need vendors. So some of these women are talking about how they survived from cancer and everything. So as I said before, I will be announcing both of these. And hey, I hope you enjoy. Now, if you have any questions you want to ask Vance Taylor, please call me at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And any questions, feel free to call. And if you like the music, feel free to call and let us know what you think of the music. So now I'm turning it back over to Evangelist Taylor.
Thank you so much. I just want to repeat some things that I talked about earlier in the show, just to get everyone to know that we have to be rapture ready. And a lot of times we think that it's the big rapture when Christ returns and the sky is this and all the things that are going to be going on. But there's a personal rapture for each one of us. We might not be yet ready for the big one, but we have to be ready at all times, because it says in his words, no one knows the day or the hour. In Mark 13, 32 and 33, and this is the King James Version. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. There is going to be a rapture. I remember, say, 60 years ago, my grandmother used to always say, he's coming back. Generations before her, they say, he's coming back. And as a child, I used to say, well, yeah, he ain't came yet. But the thing is, we don't know when he's coming. And if we wait till we think he's coming and we try to get ready real fast, we might not get ready in time. We might not be able to shove away all those sins and get forgiveness in time. That's why we have to be rapture ready right now. We can't wait for later. It has to be right now. And he says we should watch and pray. In the Word of God, he gives us all some different things that are going to happen before the end. But he always finishes out with, and the end is not yet. So we think that, oh, because there's wars and rumors of wars, that he's coming back and he's doing this, but not yet. But the thing is, if we don't know when, then we should be ready at all times, just in case. And I look at each day as, if the Lord comes back today, would I be ready to go with him? If the Lord was to break that sky and claim all of his, would we be ready to go with them? There's a scripture that says, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that remain will meet them in the air. But sin has a way of holding you down. Sin has like concrete boots. There's no way you can take off anywhere with concrete boots on. So we have to have cleaned ourselves, made ourselves available to Christ, have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, simply because if we have Jesus in our hearts, then we will keep the commandments. We will try and do our very best to live right. We will try and be just like Jesus, because the word Christian means Christ-like. So that means we have to be just like him. And if you know for a fact that Christ is not pleased with this thing or that thing, if you don't know what he's pleased with and not pleased with, check the word. The Word of God lets us know what we should be like. The Word of God teaches us how to live. The Word of God will teach us how to talk right. The Word of God will teach us how to walk right. The Word of God will show us and teach us how to live right. But if we don't read the Word, we don't read our Bibles, how will we know? Everybody preaching is not preaching the right thing. Everybody talking about Jesus doesn't know him. Everybody that stands in the pulpit and takes a text is not living like he said. But we want to know what God said. We need to read it for ourselves. In a daily habit, make it a habit to read your Bible every day. You don't have to read it from cover to cover, but just know what he says in his word. Because the word will teach us the way to go. The word will show us how Christ died for us. It said, when we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. He didn't want to just leave us hanging. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, and we know he's coming back, because his word said he's coming back. He's going to take us and we can be where he is. He said there are many mansions there. Somebody speaks about streets of gold. Somebody else might be talking about the different lifestyles and all of that kind of stuff. But in Christ, we should all be one. We should all be watching, waiting, praying, fasting. There's some things that we have to fast about. We can pray and watch all we want to, but if we don't turn down that plate, some things just will not happen. So we want to eat the whole roll. We can't pick and choose, and that's just a paraphrase, the whole roll the Bible speaks about. We can't pick out, well, I want to follow Thessalonians, but I don't want nothing to do with Romans. I might like what John said, but no, Mark didn't have it right. And we pick and choose this scripture, and I'm going to live on this scripture. We pick and choose that scripture, but we have to have the whole entire word of God, because God is living in our souls if he let us. He lives within us. And if we allow him to lead and guide us, he will not lead us wrong. He will not guide us to destruction. God is a merciful God. And as I said before, we have to be rapture ready. Once again, I'm from Old Tabernacle Ministry Church, 2234 Mock Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43219. Pastor is Elder Yvonne Z. Robinson. Assistant pastor is me, Elder DeLois M. Taylor. Our Sunday school is at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship is at 11:45. We have Thursday night Bible study at 7. Mm-hmm. And we are a Church of the Total Man Ministry. So we invite you to, if you aren't rapture ready, come on out and we'll show you and teach you and give you the true, unchanged word of God. Some people want to change the scriptures around, but the word says that neither a jot nor a tittle of his word should we change. That's why we got to be so careful how we quote and say, the Lord said this, and the Lord said that. Mm-hmm. If it's something he didn't say, you better leave it alone, because he wants us to really take that word down inside of us. And the only way we can do that is reading our Bibles every day. Nobody said we had to sit and read all day. You know, back in Bible times when they would go to the synagogues and the temples, there would be someone upstanding reading the word of God for days and nights because they didn't have a little Bible to take home with them. All they had was the scrolls that the men of God had wrote. And they would stand up and just read and read and read. I remember even one time they said a man fell asleep and fell outside the window or something because they would just read for days. But see, we have a Bible where we can sit 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, 1 and 2 times a day. Mm-hmm. If I need encouragement, I can go to the Word of God and get encouragement. If I'm feeling a little down, I can go to the Word of God and get lifted up. If I'm sick, I can go to the Word of God and receive healing. If I'm not like I should be, the Word of God will condemn me and cause me to repent. The main thing to be rapture ready is to repent. Have the Holy Ghost living inside our souls. Simply because we must have it. I believe there's a scripture that says holiness without no man shall see the Lord. So if you want to see God again, you have to have holiness. And that is without sin. You know what? Many times we think that everything is just perfect. I don't have any problems. My kids are all right. They're not in jail or stealing and robbing. They don't have any addictions. And I'm okay. But I'm here to tell you being okay is not good enough. We must be. We have to be full of the Holy Ghost because you might be okay right now, but there's going to come a time when we're going to want to cry, Lord, Lord, and he doesn't hear us. The scripture that always caused me so much pain, when I read it, it hurts me to my heart because it could be me. It said when they went, when it was time to go to heaven, and I believe this is a parable, and the man wanted to say, well, Lord, in your name, I healed the sick. And Lord, and this is me paraphrasing now. I'm not quoting the word, so don't think I read it wrong. I'm just saying, in my words, he said, Lord, I freed this one. I made a way for that one. I did this for you, Lord. I did this in your name. I did that, Lord. But you know what the Lord said? He said, depart from me. I never knew you. And that's the part that just makes my heart break. Because we think we're doing so much for the Lord. We think we're doing good. And the Lord is saying, well, I never knew you. How can you say that I prophesied in your name and he doesn't know you? That's got to be a real eye opening for everyone tonight. Because if he doesn't know us, how can we say that we know him? Because my sheep know my voice and another they will not follow. So when we're being led here and there and like bulls butting our head up against this thing and butting our heads up against that thing, God's not in that. He's not going to see us injured. He's not going to lead us astray. He leads us to a perfect home, not made by hands. He is got a place prepared that man didn't build. Man didn't construct, but it's in heaven for all those that believe. Back to you.
All right. Thank you very much. That was a beautiful, beautiful sermon. And I'd like to say this is a Stairway to Heaven on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And let me remind you, as a reminder, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. So those are my two sponsors, representing my partners, really. And anytime, like I said before, you may see any one of us, the Keys are sitting up here behind this mic right now. But the next show will be my wife and her program, will be women in the community. And I do not have what that to say, but my wife and I, she will not be here at the show, but maybe Doris, Evangelist Terry, and Evangelist Doris will be here, and I don't know what they're going to have or what they're going to say, but they will carry the show on while we're out of town, because our grandson is getting married in Pittsburgh, so we'll be on our way to a wedding around that time. But anyway, if you like Stairway to Heaven, you like what we put on, what we play, give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And to get Stairway to Heaven, go to YouTube. And once you go to YouTube, go to Talktainment Radio and punch in Stairway to Heaven, and you will see us. And you will see me, Smith, and her company. And I'm so glad that I had my best friend's mother on the show, Miss Evangelist Lois Taylor. And I asked her, I couldn't think of nobody else but to ask her where she came. I'm so glad that she came to the show. And I'm looking very forward to having you back on here again and again and again. I got some more people coming up in here. I'm trying to get coming up in the near future. And, oh, yes, many of y'all want to know, there will be a Gospel Explosion 2. Gospel Explosion 2, I'll let you know the date, the time. I'll let you know who's going to be there and who's going to be there. Oh, yes, many of you, I got many of calls on the Mighty Gospel Travelers. Yes, they will return. They will be here. Be there next year along with some old singers. And now, Mike, if I possibly can, I'll probably be bringing the Soul Redeemers out of Cincinnati, and probably next year. This is next year, not this year, next year, with the Soul Redeemers. And I talked to them, and also the Corleers. I'm gonna try to get all three groups up here on Explosion 2. It will be at the same place, we'll be at the same church. And if any changes, I'll let you know. Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year to Gospel Explosion 2, because I was really, I thank all of y'all for being there. I thank all of y'all for, I know all of y'all had a joyful time. And I especially thank my pastor, Reverend Jones, and Kaiser Jones. I'm trying to get him on the show. Been trying hard to get him up here. And I hope one of these nights, you may hear him on the mic. And I told him when he get here, he's a good speaker, so I don't know what he's gonna say, what they're gonna do, but soon we're talking now, trying to get him up here. And also, like to say, there's more. I'm gonna have your senior pastor up here one day.
Okay.
Let her know I wanna we'll set a time and date, and I have her on the show so she can come and do some things. Like I said, then I have something coming up in the coming up in the future. I don't know what I'm speak on, but I think it's about time for me to do a little speaking myself on my own. And what I've really been doing, I haven't decided what I talk what I'm gonna talk about, what I'm gonna say. I'm a little, shouldn't be nervous, but last time I did, got butterflies came in. But I'll find out. I'll let you know what I'm gonna speak on. And I'll give you a hint. It's called Don't Look Down on a Man Unless You Pick Him Up. And that will be my subject. As soon as I get through writing it and putting it all, pieces all together, this, that, and the other, I will speak on that. Sometimes we do things, there are people out there that don't have anything, some out there big enough, some of so uppity that we look down on people that don't have nothing. That's just a little piece of it. But I will be bringing that up. Don't look down on a man unless you pick him up. And also, I like to say that my sister-in-law, Donna Napoleon, she was here last week on, and she spoke good Sunday morning, and she did good on the show. So she'll be watching out for her. She's coming our way pretty soon. I'm coming home. And she will be coming our way. So that okay, thank you for coming to listen to Stairway to Heaven. Like I said, if you like our music, give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. And as I said before, the mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. And if you see someone that don't have a smile, give them your smile. Hey, have a good night. May God bless you. And hope to see you next time. Thank you, Father.